Blog Talk Radio.
Anyone doing that one?
Which one? 30.
I'm doing it.
30 days in the hole.
Yeah, nice.
30 days in the hole. 30 days in the hole.
Lord, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man.
That's it.
Days in the Hole, Humble Pie. This is special edition, Labor Day weekend edition. And we're going to play the man himself, Brian Keller. And he will explain why it's imperative people show up tomorrow in Detroit. I am in Indiana. So I will not be making it, but please get out there, meet Brian right down on Michigan Avenue, right down from Tiger Stadium. I think it's CPS building. I can't find my paper anyway. But Brian will tell you. And so listen carefully. And if you have any questions.
Give me some water, please.
There could be some.
Give me a glass of water with a little bit of ice.
A little bit of cussing going on, maybe, you know. Nothing
well,
we have
doing
here.
All right.
Kids.
Hey, Teresa, how you doing? Over the last couple of days, I've been talking to a lot of people. People have been calling me. And, you know, some people think it's a bad idea to be out there protesting during the Labor Day parade. And then, you know, I got people complaining about me doing these Facebook live videos, sitting on my couch or sitting in my car. They're complaining about my presentation. They're complaining about my swearing. They're complaining about everything but what they should be complaining about, right? They're focused on all the wrong things. I think Labor Day is the best time to show our strength.
I agree.
To show our unity. The Labor Day is the best time to let our voices be heard. We have the right to criticize and critique our leadership. We have a right to take a stand against corruption. We have a right to protest against the corruption, the collusion, the nepotism, the concessions, the job losses. We have those rights. And I'm tired of people saying we have to pick our battles, or there's a right time or there's a bad time to do this. Who are you to determine when we protest and when we don't protest, or when we speak up or when we don't speak up, or when we pick our battles or when we don't pick our battles. Who are you to sit there and tell me what the fuck I should be doing when you ain't doing shit? When you sat back, knew this fucking corruption was taking place, and you sat back and did shit, nothing. And we find ourselves in this situation today. It's one thing for the companies to fuck us over. It's one thing for the government to fuck us over. But it's a whole nother thing to have our leadership from the Solidarity House all the way down to the local levels fuck us over, including our delegates. Because we are a union. We're supposed to be brothers and sisters in solidarity. We're there to protect each other. We're there to protect our pensions and our COLA and our benefits and all the other shit. But the Solidarity House leadership turned their backs on us along down to the region and down to the local levels, including majority of the delegates. And now everybody's sitting there complaining, talking about, oh, you know, well, the feds really picked the time to fucking bring this all out. Well, I'm going to say this. This investigation has been going on for the last almost 3 years now. At least that I know of.
I'm going to pause this because we're having a hell of a difficult time. It wasn't doing this earlier, so I don't know why it's doing it now. We'll see if this works, and this one works better.
It's over.
Somebody reposted.
But that's a whole nother.
Now, this isn't going to play any better either. Jeez.
The thing to have our leadership from the Solidarity House all the way down to the local levels fuck us over, including our delegates.
Especially our delegates.
Because we are a union. We're supposed to be brothers and sisters in solidarity. We're there to protect each other. We're there to protect our pensions and our COLA and our benefits and all the other shit. But the Solidarity House leadership turned their backs on us along down to the region and down to the local levels, including majority of the delegates.
That's right.
And now everybody's sitting there complaining, talking about, oh, you know, well, the feds really picked the time to fucking bring this all out. Well, I'm going to say this. This investigation has been going on for the last almost 3 years now, at least that I know of. And do I think the feds and the government are releasing things at certain times? Sure, I do. But let me tell you something. If our fucking leadership didn't bite the hook, that management fished out there, we wouldn't be in this situation today. Our leadership was weak, they were self-serving, and they were corrupt. Had they not bitten on that hook that management threw out to them, just wait for them to bite onto that hook, because they knew those motherfuckers were going to bite on that money. They sold us out. They've given our organization, our union, a black eye. I expect the companies to do this, but I don't expect the leadership to do this.
No.
They sold us out for their own self-serving needs. And now, because of it, we're going to have government oversight. You guys want to sit there and point the fingers at the company? You want to sit there and point your fingers at the government? But this wouldn't be happening right now if fucking Gary Jones, Dennis Williams, Cindy Estrada, and all the rest of those fucking ass clowns didn't fuck us over and sell us out so they could be fat, dumb, and happy. None of this would be taking place. And you wouldn't see me fighting against my leadership. Because some of you think I'm a fucking anti-union. I'm paying my union dues. To this very day, I pay union dues. But I'm paying to have my rights represented and to have my contracts bargained in good faith. Not to be fucked over. There's a big difference. And all you fucking ass clowns that want to sit there and critique me, but you're not critiquing the ones that are fucking you over and fucking our way of life by lining their pockets off the backs of every single one of us. You're the problem with this union. Because you got blind loyalty to a bunch of corrupt fuckheads that did us wrong. And you don't have your priorities together. You call me anti-union, you're the one that's anti-union. Because you're putting blind faith into a leadership that fucked us all over. The purpose of a union is to negotiate our contracts in good faith. The purpose of the union is to protect your membership. And these fucking ass clowns couldn't do none of that. They agreed to outsource housekeeping, corporate security, all these plant closings, all these job losses, all the concessions. And now the leadership's saying, oh, don't listen to these social media website anti-union guys. You should still listen to us because we're going to negotiate your contracts in good faith. Trust us. We've only been taking concessions for how long now? Last 4 or 5 decades have been fucked. And they still want us to trust them. I ain't trusting them. And fuck that. Hell. Do I look like I got sucker on my head? All I'm saying is, you guys got blind faith in a bunch of self-serving fucking ass clowns that agreed to take GM and Chrysler stock, that agreed to sit on the VEBA board, that agreed to sit on the Blue Cross Blue Shield board, that agreed to sit on the General Motors board of directors. So between the stocks and them sitting on all these company boards, that to me makes them Wall Street. That makes them the one percenters. Do you understand that I told you guys we had a bunch of white collar workers running this fucking union? And they got a lot in common with management. That's why you always see them on golf outings out in Palm Springs and Vegas, rubbing shoulders together because they're colleagues. Fucking us over. But then you got these ass clowns in the union that got elected and appointed position that think because they have it good that the leadership can't do no wrong. So all of
we don't have a good connection tonight.
The rest of us don't know what the fuck we're talking about, and we're too stupid to figure. Figure it out. We lost the job bank. We lost COLA. Time and a half after eight, pensions, jobs. We lost a ton of shit. We're paying more into our health care. I used to have HAP. Last year, I had HAP. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Fiat Chrysler Automotive gets rid of HAP, and I'm stuck with Blue Care Network. But I got a $300 premium. Huh? What'd you say, Missy? A $300 deductible. Plus the co-pays. Why? Because in 2015, when they introduced that co-op insurance,
it is froze, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll try to get this back possible here. Here we go, I believe.
I'm tired of getting...
There it goes again.
Fucked.
Well, I got that.
And I'm tired of these ass clowns from these different union pages sitting there calling me the Messiah or calling me this or calling me that. Go fuck yourselves. Because I'm going to be at that Labor Day parade Monday. Because you don't dictate when's a good time and when's a bad time to protest, to voice somebody's opinion.
I'd like to know when would be a better time than Labor Day at the Labor Day parade. What better time would there be? There isn't, in my eyes. Brian is absolutely right on this, 100%.
To stand up and fight. Labor Day is the best day for this. Because Labor Day is for workers. Workers that want to move forward, not backwards. Workers that are not afraid to fight. Workers that are not afraid to stand against the corruption through the UAW leadership. So you realize I'm not protesting Labor Day. I'm not protesting the union. I'm protesting the international UAW, the Solidarity House. I'm protesting the path that they took us down. I'm protesting the concessions, the job losses, the corruption, the collusion, the nepotism. Those are things I'm protesting. Know the difference. But I'm going to tell you, there was a rumor that Gary Jones is stepping down. I don't know this to be fact because I haven't seen it in the paper. But even if Gary Jones does step down, you still got Cindy Estrada in there. You still got all the rest of those corrupt people in there. He's only one person. What about all the rest of those corrupt people?
Right on.
Our King said he knew about this. He told General to stop.
Told him to stop? Really? I did not know Bob King knew about it.
Dennis Williams was the financial, or the treasurer. This was a joint venture. NTC, General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford.
Ford, yeah.
So Dennis Williams knew about it. It's my belief everybody in the Solidarity House knew about it.
Mine too, Brian.
But I'm not just pissed at the ones that are involved in the corruption. I'm pissed at the ones that knew about the corruption and did nothing. And stepped back and let it happen because they were afraid to lose their fucking appointed position so they would get sent back to the floor. They didn't want to come back to the floor. How do I know that? Burdell King even said it. Burdell King said they told us to spend these NTC credit cards. Otherwise, we'd get sent back to the floors. And knowing that they fucking negotiated alternative work schedules and fucked you guys with concessions and all that, they weren't trying to get put back out on the floor because they're making over $120,000 at the Solidarity House. Why in the fuck would they come back to the floor? They ain't trying to lose what they got. They'd sell you out before they fucking come back to the floor. But you got a lot of Kool-Aid drinkers from the local all the way up to the Solidarity House. Even the local. I bet you majority of your elected officials and appointed positions are scamming on the LM2s. I guarantee the people at my local's doing the same shit. Coding themselves union business, but they're not out there doing union business. They're out fucking around at some bar, or they're at home, or they're shopping. But they're getting paid union business just because they said they were doing union business. And there's no way for none of us to know unless we have an investigator follow their asses. But our local's paying for this. And if the company's paying for it, it's still just as bad. Because that means there's favors being done. People getting special perks because they feel like they deserve more than you and me. But you understand, if you guys fall, I'm going to fall with you. I don't believe in blind faith. I don't bow down to any of these fucking ass clowns. I don't work for the union. I pay the union. Union dues. Every single month for representation and for them to negotiate our contracts in good faith. I have every motherfucking right to go to this Labor Day parade and voice my concerns. I have every fucking right to go to this Labor Day parade and protest. I have every fucking right to be pissed that these fucking ass clowns sold us out and forced concessions on us and job losses. Also, they can be intertwined with management so they can be fat, dumb, and happy off the backs of every single one of us. Gary Jones knew this day was coming. It was in the paper. How long ago was it in the paper that Gary Jones spent $1 million of union funds in Palm Springs, California? But then they raided his fucking house and found some money and some other shit, right?
That's right.
The union says they didn't have no right to do that because of cooperating. But then all of a sudden, mysteriously, the Solidarity House catches fire. All fucking four floors are fucking ruined. Because if those computers didn't get fucking fire damage, they got water damage.
And smoke damage.
And for the dumb... that dumbass girl, I don't know her fucking name. Can't remember it. But she's like, Brian don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Grievances are on the computer. They're not on paper. Locals write grievances on paper. Now, whether the Solidarity House scans those grievances and puts them in the computer system is a whole nother story. But they start off in paper form. But whether it's on paper or it's in a fucking hard drive, does it really matter? Because if the building catches fire, whether it's paper or it's a hard drive, it's going to get burned up and then it's going to have water damage. So any way you fucking see it, it gets destroyed. But that's, again, that's some of these fucking people focused on all the wrong and stupid ass shit. You're focused on me. When you should be focused on your leadership fucking you over. That shit's unforgivable. Not just they stole from our families and lied to us and forced concessions and job losses, but now we had the fucking government oversight on our union because of their corruption, their collusion. For their fucking bad decisions. This would have never taken place had these motherfuckers been honest from the get-go. So all they had to do was be honest, transparent. But they were none of that. They fucked us over. And they tried to be sneaky about it and hide the shit. And their asses got busted. Now we got the government overseeing, I guarantee they're going to oversee every aspect of the union. Now, by me saying that, I'm going to say this. The union or the feds, they don't have a right to interfere with negotiations. All they got a right to do is get those that are violating federal laws. Even the Department of Labor, they can oversee, they can observe negotiations, but they can't interfere with negotiations. They can't tell those at the Solidarity House what they can and cannot negotiate, what they can and cannot accept during negotiations. They do not have a right to interfere with negotiations.
That's right.
And I believe because these motherfuckers are about to drop and get indicted, I think they're going to fuck us one last time. So even if nothing switches hands and they're not breaking any laws, doesn't mean they're not going to fuck us one last time. These are global companies. You don't know what the fuck they do. Maybe they got some fucking account set up overseas for these motherfuckers when they get out. You just never know. They paid off General Holyfield's mortgage. They paid off Michael Grimes' mortgage. That's not including all the gifts and the whining and dining and living life large off the backs of us. But I'm tired of you motherfucking people that keep criticizing me, keep calling me names, saying I ain't smart enough to run this fucking union, that I don't deserve to run this union. And then I'm picking a bad time to be out there protesting and all this other dumb shit that you, some of you people say. This union was founded by average blue-collar workers like me and you, not by certified public accountants that are eating this fucking union from within, because they're the ones that agree to a tier system. They're the ones that agree to a temp system. They're the ones that agree to unionize certain departments and outsource jobs. Because under the National Labor Relations Board, it's the leadership at the Solidarity House and on the negotiating team that is recognized as our legal representatives and our legal negotiators.
Right.
They're the ones that stand between us and the company. And at the end of the day, they're either going to agree with the company or they're going to agree and negotiate in the membership's interest. But I can tell you in the last 4 or 5 decades, they have not been in the interest of the membership. They've been agreeing with management.
All the way.
And they're telling us that we have to believe in them. We have to stand with the leadership. Why do we have to stand with the leadership? Why? Who came up with this shit? We don't have to stand up for the leadership. They have to stand up for us. We don't have to stand unified with the leadership. They have to stand unified with the membership.
Amen.
We don't have to stand in solidarity with the leadership. They have to stand in solidarity with the membership. The membership is the body of this union. We pay dues. We tell them. They don't tell us. They're representatives. They're not leaders. Some of you people got it back asswards. And I'm going to be at that Labor Day parade. And you confront me, and I'm going to tell you, I'm taking one or two of you with me. I'm letting you know ahead of time. But I will be there. Trust me when I say that. Don't fuck with me, because I'm already losing. So I have nothing to lose if you confront me. But I will fight every fucking day I know I'm getting fucked. And every day I know they're fucking my family. Every day I know they're fucking my union brother and sister. I had a union sister call me today. She's got cancer. This is a union sister. You understand me? She's got cancer. And they fucked her.
Oh, man.
She's been out on the street for almost 4 months now. Because her local union and the company's fucking her over.
Wow. Amazing.
She's got cancer. Where's the compassion? Where's the understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the unity and the solidarity? Who's representing this young lady? Who's fighting for this young lady?
You are.
She's losing everything. And she's got kids.
Man.
And she called me because she wanted to know what I could do to help her. That's a union sister. That's wrong. I don't give a fuck how you look at it. I don't give a fuck if you don't like her or not. That's wrong.
Wow.
I have disagreements with a lot of people on this page. We can agree to disagree. We're not going to agree on everything. We're not going to disagree on everything. But at the end of the day, we got to remember what we all share in common. And we got to continue to fight for those common goals and our common interests and put the ignorance aside. We don't have to agree on everything politically. We don't have to agree on certain union things. We don't have to agree about when we pick our battles. Or we don't have to agree about me go protesting at the Labor Day parade. We don't have to agree on those things, which is fine. You have a right to your opinion. I have a right to my opinion. But you think me protesting at the Labor Day parade is causing more division? I think when the Solidarity House agreed to a tier system, an attempt system, that already set the division in play. That already divided this union from within. Me protesting at the Labor Day parade is not causing division. The division was already there. Way before me protesting at the Labor Day parade.
Amen.
Not just the division has been there, but the corruption has been there. The concessions, the job losses. 4 or 5 decades of this bullshit. When are you guys going to fucking realize that your leadership, it ain't just a few bad apples. It's all of them. Even the ones that knew about it and just wanted to save their fucking jobs because they didn't want to come back to the plant. They were all self-serving. As long as they're not being affected by it, they don't give a fuck about you. They weren't going to fucking voice their concerns about the corruption and put a stop to it because they knew they'd end up back in the plant. So they said, fuck the membership. As long as I'm down here in air condition, getting paid $120,000, fuck the membership. I'm getting mine. But I got a lot of people from different union pages saying a lot of negative shit about me. You don't know me? I don't know you. But then when you're the first one to spout my name in some negative light, and then I say something back to you, you want to get pissed. Then you want to say stupid shit. Like, bring it on. Well, that's a threat to me. And I'm going to bring it. Because I'm going to be at that Labor Day parade Monday. And like I said, you confront me. I'm going to take at least one or two of you with me. That's a promise. I've done these Labor Days for the last couple years. A few times I was by myself. I'm not worried about it, trust me. Because if I was really scared and worried about it, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. I wouldn't be out in front of the Solidarity House. I wouldn't be out in front of Kobo. I wouldn't be out during the Labor Day parade. I wouldn't be running this union page. I wouldn't be fucking doing Facebook Live. I wouldn't have filed the class action lawsuit and a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. I wouldn't be doing any of this. If I was concerned, or I was scared, or I was fucking worried about you and your little fucking, your little group down there, your little gangbangers, your little mafia, whatever the fuck you guys want to call yourselves. which are a lot of them are Freemasons. But I don't even give a fuck. Freemasons don't mean shit to me. I don't give a fuck about you or your little fucking organization. You live once, you die once. That's how it is. Nobody picks their time. When it's time for you to die, you die. Pretty simple cut and dry to me. But if you look at me, I don't think I'm worried about dying. Pretty simple. Fuck with me. You call it a threat, you call it what you want. But you're threatening our way of life, and you sold us out for your own self-serving agenda. And I told you, you're going to feel me every step of the way when you fuck with me. And I promised that. And so far, I delivered on my promise.
You have. Yes, you have.
Because I ain't backing down, I can tell you that. That ain't going to happen. I asked all my union brothers and sisters, like-minded union brothers and sisters, I asked you guys to stand with me Monday at the Labor Day Parade on the corner of 14th Street and Michigan Avenue at the old CPA building. 2216 Michigan Avenue. That's
right.
Where we're going to meet up.
Right down from
Denver. And it's going to be us against the Kool-Aid drinkers. If you're afraid to stand up against them, then I suggest you go stand with them. But you'll be off my page because I'll just see how weak you are. I can't stand with people that are fucking me over. I can't walk down a road knowing that these fucking people with elected or appointed positions are fucking me over. All in the fucking name of being self-serving. As long as they don't have to have it rough on the line or work on the floor. I don't stand with people that have blind faith. But in the meantime, the rest of us are getting fucked. I don't stand with Kool-Aid drinkers. I don't stand with idiots. I don't stand with ass clowns.
Tell them.
But I will stand against you. So I will be down there Monday. I hope the rest of you that are tired of getting fucked over, I'm hoping that you'll come down and stand with me. I've organized a lot of fucking rallies, a lot of protests, and I only got 15 to 20, 25 people at the most to stand with me. I didn't hear excuses.
He's right about that. He's been out there many, many days in a row, Solidarity House, by himself. He talked to Dennis Williams at the gate. He is not afraid. And that address is 2216 Michigan Avenue. It's right down from Tiger Stadium, folks. Everybody knows where the old Tiger Stadium was, right? On the corner of Michigan and Trumbull. Right down the street. It's the old CPA building. Tomorrow, meet Brian at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, 7:30. Right there at the OCPA building, 2216 Michigan Avenue. I would love to be there, but this is the only time we got up, and we are on our way south for a spell if we don't run into all the rain. But please be there. If you believe in what he's saying, I can't believe UAW people are jumping his ass. I can't understand that at all. Do you like the fact a vice president of our vice presidents is going to jail? You like that? You think that's good? And believe me, what he sold out Chrysler, it went for Ford and GM too. So we all got screwed. And what's this pile of cash that they found in our president's house? What do you mean, pile of cash? This goes very high up, folks. I believe higher than a vice president. And I don't care if it's this little trustee that's at Solidarity House. Get them all out. It's time to throw them all out. And Brian is not saying down with the union. We are the union, folks. We are the union. They're supposed to represent us in good faith, and they aren't, and they haven't. 2216 Michigan Avenue, 2216, the old CPA building, 2216 Michigan Avenue. It's right down from Tiger Stadium, the old Tiger Stadium, I understand. So check him out, 7:30 a.m., in the AM. Bring your signs. Make some homemade signs. Let the members, let the people that are going to be marching in this thing, let them know that you're there. Stick it right in their face. All right. The show is now over. Thank you, Brian, for doing these tapes and having the guts. The freaking guts to stand for every one of us, from retirees to active workers. Brian is trying to stand with us and help us. Let's help him tomorrow. I wish I could be there. But hopefully he gets a crowd, because tomorrow will be a great day, a great day. To do this, the best day, in my opinion. On behalf of the UAW Factory Whistle Show, we want to thank you for listening. We will be back next Sunday with the full crew, and join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're working in Arlington tonight, and I know some skilled trades are, I've gotten some emails wanting to know if we were going to do a show. Well, I can't do it better than Brian. I can't talk better than Brian. I can't get my point across better than Brian can. So I decided to let's hear from Brian. And that's what we're doing for the skilled trades in Arlington. That's the show. All right. And on behalf of this show, we wish everybody a great holiday weekend. Don't forget what Labor Day is for. And we'll be back next Sunday night, like I said, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
All too often these days, the factory whistle is falling silent in America. But there is a way to get American workers back to work. Start buying more American-made products. Now, a Michigan-based company is leading the way in this movement to strengthen our economy. It's called AmericanMadeProducts.com. AmericanMadeProducts.com is more than a way to purchase American-made products online quickly and securely. It's a way to get our economy moving in the right direction. Go online or call and speak to a live customer service representative. AmericanMadeProducts.com, a family company based on the belief in the American worker and the quality of American-made products. If you're an American manufacturer, big or small, and would like your products on our site, contact us. We add products daily. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your employer about AmericanMadeProducts.com. Visit, shop, and watch America grow. AmericanMadeProducts.com.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.